What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast, teaching you how to become a full-time entrepreneur by leveraging modern social media strategies. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, episode 398, we are going to talk about setting goals when you are a new entrepreneur, because it is completely different than how you set goals as a veteran entrepreneur. This is actually going to be a really great episode for any of you who are in your first 3 years of business. So make sure you listen up. Don't ever discount these episodes that might seem like, that doesn't sound like what I want to learn. I want to teach me how to go viral, teach me how to skyrocket my sales, you know, stuff like that. Like, this is very, very important, because there is nothing that has stolen more entrepreneurial dreams than setting unrealistic goals. So that is what we are going to address today. Now, before we get started, we are at episode 398, very close to episode 400, to which we always do something very exciting at the Century episode. So I want to make sure that you are subscribed, that you have got that on your calendars. We are just 2 Mondays away from that coming out. Next week, we have a very exciting interview with my friend who started a band and then absolutely blew up in their first year because of how well she's done on social media. Really, most bands don't get to this point within 5 years, but she's been able to leverage social media and personal branding to bring her band to a point where they're already going on tour later this year. So after 1 year, she already completely booked out like a year's worth of touring. And it's just absolutely insane, with social media being the main vehicle driving it. So got that interview next week. And then the week after is episode 400. And I'm always going to give you something for free or just do something special. So make sure you tune into that episode. So let's get started. Oh, one other thing too. I just released a YouTube video that is not on the podcast for those of you who are coaches, selling consulting, selling courses. It is a video that details exactly how to figure out how you should sell your coaching. And this is just something that I talk to so many coaches on the phone, and they have no idea what direction to go. They're like, should I do a webinar? Should I do a VSL? Should I do a free ebook? Should I do a low ticket offer? They're not sure what to do, where to do it, how to spend money. Like, there's just so many moving parts. It's completely understandable. If you watch this 30-minute video, you will know exactly how to sell your coaching by the end of it, based off of your financial situation, your current following, your current skill set, how you want your lifestyle to play out. All these things need to be factored into making this decision for yourself. So make sure you check out that half hour YouTube video. It's linked in the description. All right, let's get started. So goal setting when you are newer, the reason why it's very difficult is because you don't know what to base it on. You are saying, I want to get to 10,000 YouTube subscribers this year, but you're at 57 right now. So you don't really know what it would take. You don't really know if that's a plausible goal. You're kind of just throwing out numbers, oftentimes big numbers, which is great, but it also doesn't always make sense. And the thing that is difficult about this is you are doing essentially what I like to call fingers crossed goal setting when you're new. And then when you become a veteran, you're doing more choice goal setting. Like, you're saying, do I want to make the choice to hit this goal or not this year? Because you know exactly what would go into it. Maybe you say, I want to get 10,000 more YouTube subscribers. So based off of all this data that I have, what I'm really signing up to do is a weekly YouTube video or a bi-weekly YouTube video, and they need to be edited to this level. They need to be planned to this level. The thumbnail needs to have this much effort put into it. The description has to have this much effort put into it. And now you can say that if I want 10,000 more YouTube subscribers, then I'm planning out 4 hours of work a week, 6 hours of work a week towards this, maybe even more, right? You know exactly what it is that you're signing up for. And because of that, this is why it turns more into goal setting is more of a choice that you make. It's more of a sacrifice that you make. So you say, okay, well, if I have to do 10 hours of work a week to do that in YouTube, and then I also have this other goal to gain this many Instagram followers, and then I also have this other goal to do this many sales calls and book this many appointments and send this many DMs, then we got 8 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, and that's if I'm focused while I'm working, and 10 hours here, and okay, I'm signing up for a 68-hour work week, but then I also have these 2 weeks of vacation where I'm completely off, so that means with these 2 weeks completely off, then that means I'm signing up for more like 72-hour work weeks in order to compensate for having those 2 weeks off. And you can more set your goal based off of just the reality of the numbers and the amount of hours that it takes you to do. And this is where it becomes very obvious to you that, man, I need to really maximize my time here. I need to be very focused while I'm working, because whether I send 20 DMs in an hour or 2 hours is a make or break on my yearly goal. And whether I can automate some of these things with AI or whatever it may be, just basic CRM automations, that also would free up another 2 hours per week. And then that's the difference of me working 68 hours versus 70 hours in over a year. That's really going to add up. That's an extra 2 hours of off time per week that I could earn myself. And you get very detail-oriented when you are able to play out your goal like this. And it also makes it that hitting goals is a matter of choice. So that is where you want to be in your business. You are trying to get sales channels down to the point and sales revenue projected to the point where when you're setting a goal, you already know that you're probably going to hit it as long as you do X amount of work. Now, when you're new, you don't know what this is based on. And every little task that you set for yourself, you have no idea how long it's going to take. So for me, as a Facebook and Instagram ad consultant primarily, although I can consult in pretty much all online marketing at this point, and real quick, I'll say, if you don't know what to do, or you would like a little bit more direction, or you would like to make sure what you're doing is absolutely correct, book a free consultation with me. If you have not taken me up on this yet, I have done probably over 500 of these. Maybe even more, honestly, probably more, probably over 700, 800-ish. And I just get this now, okay? I've just like worked with every type of online business that you can possibly imagine. So no matter what you're doing, like every week I get a new client and I tell like friends and family, like, oh, who are you working with now? Oh, now I got someone selling this random thing. They're like, shit, like they're all slightly different, right? But there's only so many strategies online, but I can tell you exactly what you should be doing. So book that consultation, even if you're not looking for professional help moving forward. I still love talking to the podcast listeners, and just the fact that you're listening to this show is helping me out to the point that I am down to help you out with a half hour free consultation. So make sure you book that for the real good advice that I can give you that I can never give you on a podcast made for a general audience. But when you are setting these goals, maybe you'd be like, all right, Facebook ads, I want to get a Facebook ad out this week. That's my goal. And then you set that goal. You say, yeah, I want to get, it's Tuesday, I want a Facebook ad out by Friday. I've never done Facebook ads before. Let's do it. Derek, I want to book one call with you, and I want the ads out by the end of the first call. And it's not based on anything. So it's ambitious of you, and it's fine to set goals like this, because you can't possibly set a goal that says, okay, we'll probably need the first call to map out a strategy. Second call, we'll build out the back end funnel. Third one, we'll make sure all the technical setup is actually correct and put ourselves through our own funnel and make sure everything is working. Fourth one, we'll design the ads. Fifth one, we'll finalize the ad. So yeah, it should take about 5 weeks to get this campaign out. And that's the reality of what you're actually up against a lot of times when you're trying to launch an ad campaign. If you want to give yourself a chance for it to be profitable, sure, you can get out a very, very unlikely to be profitable ad campaign out in a week. Sure, you can do that. That's not the goal. When you hire a consultant, especially, that is trying to make sure that your first time that you do an ad campaign, that it is going to give you a really great chance for getting results. And even then, your data that you get from that campaign are really going to be the thing that tells you how to run ads for your business really well. So you're not basing it off of anything. So you should be ambitious by saying, I want to get it done this week. That's fine, because that will make you work faster. However, when your expectations are not met, this is what really defines if you're an entrepreneur or not. Do you get discouraged, or do you say, oh, wow, there's more to this than I thought? That's crazy, and that's great, because ultimately, when you run into these barriers in entrepreneurship where something takes longer than you thought it would, you can either look at it like, damn, this is more than I thought, I don't like this, this is bad, and it discourages you. Or you could say, if I can get through this, think of all of my potential competitors who don't, who aren't able to make themselves do this, who aren't willing to learn this, who aren't willing to put in these hours. Every time there is a high barrier to entry, I love it, because I know how weak people are. And I came from a sales job where it was selling Cutco knives, and I did it for 7.5 years. And I watched countless people, hundreds if not thousands of representatives say, yeah, I'm gonna do this. Quit 1 week later. I can do this. Quit 2 weeks later. Quit before they even finish training. Quit before they make the first phone call. And if there's something that being in sales teaches you, is that most people suck at doing things, all right? And this is why entrepreneurship works. So there's two parts to why never quitting works so well. It's because you'll eventually figure it out. And two, most people don't have this mindset and will never have this mindset. And that's just the cold hard facts, all right? I'm not like other business coaches, like anyone can do it. Sure, anyone can, but most people don't have the mentality to stick with things long enough to figure it out. And that is why entrepreneurship works. Because most of the people, when they get in there and they realize, wow, setting up a Facebook ad might take a month. Wow, an entire month. That's crazy, guys. God forbid something takes a month's worth of work. That is a very difficult thing. God forbid spending money on advertising. Do you get what your ultimate goal is? Your ultimate goal is to make a money machine where you put a dollar in and get $2 out. How insane is that? A dollar in, $5 out. A dollar in, $10 out. Is that not the greatest hack in life of all times, if you can figure out how to run a profitable paid advertising campaign? So this greatest hack in life, this incredible thing, you wanting it to be a week's worth of time, can you see how every person in the world would all of a sudden start doing that? If it would just like, yeah, just book one call with me, by the end of it, I'm gonna make you an infinite money machine. Wow, great. I'll book one call, please. I'll take an infinite money machine, Derek. That sounds really easy and great. If that existed, now everyone's doing it. Now no one can do it because everyone's doing it. So now everyone's got an e-commerce company. Everyone's got a coaching business. Everyone's a freaking coach. Everyone's just a coach trying to sell each other coaching, which kind of works because coaches love to buy a coaching. But you get my point. Because it's an opportunity for everyone, it's an opportunity for no one. So the fact that it might take a month to set it up, 2 months, 3 months, okay, sometimes it takes 3 months. Why? Because you have other things going on in your life that you're not just working on this one thing all the time. Like for a lot of you, it's your side business. You might have a family vacation. Cool. Now there's one extra week delay. So all of this shit where you're saying, I want to do it by this date, it is completely fine if when you don't accomplish it by that date, it doesn't discourage you, because all you need to know is that imaginary due date was simply that, an imaginary one. I was giving myself direction. At the beginning, your goals are purely to give you direction. And if they demotivate you, then you have done the one thing with your goal setting that a goal should never do: demotivate you. A goal is to motivate you. And because you're setting unrealistic goals and then not hitting these unrealistic goals, you somehow get delusional unconfidence. Like you get less confidence delusionally, which like you need delusional confidence. All right. So I'm telling myself shit like this all the time. I'm like, okay, here's where my competitors quit. Wow. TikTok ads are way harder than I thought. I bet so many people quit here. That's awesome. YouTube, holy shit, I've been posting a YouTube weekly for 5 years, and I'm about to hit 4,000 subscribers today. How awesome that it takes 5 years and tons of work. I just like went through my YouTube videos to fix some like links, like to change my linking strategies, and I just went through every video, like all 300 videos, and I changed the links and all of the descriptions. And it was such a trip down memory lane because I got to see my growth over this time. I'm like, man, 3 years ago, I didn't even know how to make a thumbnail because I only had 2 years of experience making thumbnails. I love that it took me about 4 years of making thumbnails before I got good at making thumbnails, because how many people are gonna quit before they get to the 4 year mark on YouTube? 99% of them. Goodbye. Save the opportunity for me. Save the opportunity for those who want it bad enough. Entrepreneurship only belongs to those who want it bad enough, and you can either hate that or love it, but there's only one way that is ending with you becoming a success. You have to love that most people won't be able to do it. They won't be able to stick with it long enough. And no, you can't just hire someone to make your thumbnails and that will do them properly. Trust me, I've tried it a ton of different times. Until you know how to make your own thumbnails, you can't delegate for someone to make your thumbnails for you. Until you know how you want your videos edited, from you learning video editing, which will take a lot of time, then you won't know how to delegate video editing to someone else. Until you know how to do your sales calls to sell your coaching program, which might take a few hundred sales calls before you figure it out, you won't know how to delegate it to someone else. Everything is on you. Every job in your company must be done by you before it can be delegated. Owning your own business is the hardest thing you will ever do, and you can either love that or hate that. And I hope you love it, because I fucking love it, my friends. Here's episode 400, because when I decided I wanted to start a podcast, I started it 3 hours after coming up with the idea, and I've come out with at least one episode every single week for over 5 years now, because I don't have a quitter bone in my body. And if you're cut from the same cloth, then you got nothing but just waiting it out and just aggressive patience, my friends. Just stick with it and don't quit, and you will get to wherever you want in life. And that is because you'll figure it out and because your competitors can't do it. Subscribe to the show. I'll see you guys at episode 400. Much love.